the halachas of Chag HaShavuos and the minhagim that we do, and then we'll discuss the inyonim of Chag HaShavuos. The Mechaber starts off in Simin Tov Tzadik Dalid. B'yoin chamishim l'sfiras ha'imer, on the 50th day of Sfiras ha'imer, hu Chag Shavuos. That's when we have Chag Shavuos. And then he goes into say the tefillah is k'moy b'yom tev shel Pesach. We have the same tefillahs, the tefillahs of Gimel Regolim that we daven on Pesach. El shomrim es yoim Chag HaShavuos hazeh, zeman matan Torahseinu. In tefillah though we say on Shavuos Chag HaShavuos, and we also add to say zeman matan Torahseinu. This is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Zeman matan Torahseinu. Now, there's the famous kasha the Magen Avraham asks. The first Magen Avraham starts off and asks, Heich anu oimrim b'shvuas yoy matan Torahseinu. How can we say in tefillah and davening on Shavuos that today is the zman, the time of a matan Torahseinu? Because haloi kaim lon k'reb yasi. The Magen Avraham says, we paskin like Reb Yasi, the yom ha-bezayin b'sivin nitnu Torah. It's a machoikis in the Gemara and Shabbos. Was it given b'vov, or was it given in Zayin? And the Magen Avraham says, we paskin like Reb Yasi, that the Torah by Har Sinai was first given on Zayin b'sivin. And it brings a raya from this. So Mela, we keep Shavuos now on Vav b'sivin. So how do we say on Vav b'sivin, Zaman Matan Torahseinu, if the Torah was really given first on Zayin b'sivin? And the same kasher is, like we're saying, that really the Torah says, you count 49 days of Svira, and then the 50th day, that is the Chag HaShavuos. So it comes out that according to this Cheshbon, the Torah was given on the 51st day. So really the Torah was given after Chag HaShavuos. So how come we have Shavuos on the 50th day, and the Torah was first given on the 51st day? Because we know when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they went out B'yom Hei, they went out on Thursday, and the Torah was first given on Shabbos, which was 51 days later. So if so, how do we say on Shavuos, this is the Zman Matan Torahseinu, if the Torah was first given the next day? And the Magen Avraham says that someone say that Bol Rames Lono Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. There's a Rames here, like we have in Chutz Loretz, 2 days Yom Tov. And then he goes on, V'efshe d'hainu d'komar yoim echad hoisiv moshe midaitoi v'yein kar mekoimai. Also, maybe this is what the Chazal say, that Moshe added one day by himself, but the Magen Avraham says this is not the place to be marach. Now the Achronim want to answer the Magen Avraham's kasha and maybe even explain that this is what the Magen Avraham meant. The Beis Halevi says like this in Parshas Yisroi, and the Chassam Sofer answers like this in the Droshes, that what the Magen Avraham says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was hoistav yemechad midaitoi, so the Gemara in Shabbos on the Pesayin Dashins, that the Pasuk says, v'kidashtem hayoyim amochem, you should be kodesh today and tomorrow. Now Moshe, in another day, he said that hayoyim kemochem, today has to be like tomorrow. Just like tomorrow is the complete 24 hours, today also means the complete 24 hours. And today wasn't the complete 24 hours, therefore Moshe was moistav for another day. So even though Hashem wanted to give the Torah on Vav Sivan, on the sixth day, but because Moshe dashed in the Torah, he added another day, so therefore Hashem first gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Zayin Sivan. And the pshat is like this, that when we say Zaman Maten Torahseinu, means that when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Matona, give the present of Torah to us, to Klal Yisrael, it was really given on Vav, on the sixth day of Sivan. Just when Moshe Rabbeinu received this matana, this present, he himself went to darshan the Torah, and he learned that the Torah should be pushed off for another day. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Moshe, and therefore Lamaisa, the Kabbalah HaTorah, when did we really receive the Torah? That was on Zayin Sivan. But we don't say in the Tefillah Davening, Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah. We only say Zaman Matan Torahseinu. This was the day on the sixth day on Vav, was when Hashem gave the present to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael. But as soon as Moshe received the present, he right away dashed in the Torah to push it off another day. And this is the way the Beis Halevi explains the famous Gemara, that the Gemara darshens the pasuk of Mo'enish kisteskerenu venodom kisefkedenu, that the Malachim had questions. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah, the Malachim came to ask Hashem, what is this person Moshe Rabbeinu doing here to take the Torah? The Malachim wanted the Torah to stay in Shemayim. They didn't want to let Moshe take it down. And there was a machloikis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them back. Now Moshe Rabbeinu answered them back and says, in the Torah it says mitzvahs, that mitzvahs apply to Bnei Adam, it doesn't apply to Malachim. So Moshe was gova, Moshe won over, and like we know, Moshe brought the Torah down. But the famous question is, what was the Malachim's havamina? Why did the Malachim want the Torah to stay in Shemayim? Like the Torah has to do with mitzvahs. Kivur Avein, Achila, Shtiyam, Malachim don't have this. And the Beis Halevi answers that the Pshat is, of course, the Malachim knew that the Guf HaTorah, the Torah Shabbat should be given to Bnei Yodim. The way it says in the Torah, that's the way we should do it, because the mitzvahs are negayah to people that are alive on this world. Mashenkin, the Koyach HaDrush, had a darsh in the Torah, like the Torah Shabbat Peh, how to say Pshat in the Torah, that the Malachim wanted to stay in Shemayim. They wanted that in Shemayim they should have the Achro. They should be able to paskin the shalas in Shemayim, and here on Bnei Yodam, on this world, we would just do the mitzvahs. Mashenkin, Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to say no, that the whole Torah Shabbat Peh, the Koyach to Darshan, the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatero and the Dreshers Behem, that was also given over to Bnei Yodam. And now we talk and say, Leiba Shemayim he. The Torah is not in Shemayim anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Yodam, that the Talmidei Chachomim, the Gedolim Hador, they have the right to dash in the Torah, to say Pshatim through the Koyach of Drush that was given to us. Now this Koyach, this power that we have to dash in the Torah, to say Pshat after Torah Shabbat Peh, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Taka, like we're saying now, on Vov B'Sivan. On the 50th day after we count Svira, after 49 days of Svira, on the 50th day, on Vav B'Sivan, that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Matana to Moshe Rabbeinu, that now we have the right to darshan the Torah. Just as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu received this power, he went ahead and darshan the Torah with his way of darshaning, and it came out that the Torah should be pushed off for another day. So Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that Loi B'Shemayim Hi, the Torah is B'dei Yodam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we pushed off the Kabbalah Satorah until Zion B'Sivan. But our Koponim on Vov B'Sivan was the Koyach of Matan HaTorah. So this really is what the Magen Avraham means to say also, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Hosef Yemechad Medaita means that really on Vov B'Sivan he received the Koyach to Darshan the Torah. That's also what the Magen Avraham says, Mikan and Tzuremis, for Yomtev Shenish Agolius in the same shot. How could we have a second day Yomtev? Midyaraisa Shvuas, Yom Tovim was only one day. How could the Rabbanim make up a second day Yom Tov? The Torah says that when we receive the Torah, we have now a koyach to darshan the Torah and to say pshat. So the Rabbanim saw fit that in Golius and Chutz Loretz there should be a second day Yom Tov. Where did the Rabbanim get this koyach to make it that we have a second day Yom Tov? That was the koyach of we had the Matanis HaTorah that Leiba Shemayim, now the Torah is given to us, that we have the koyach to darshan. We have the koyach of the power of making the maskonis of the Torah. Then the Magen Avraham goes on to say another halacha, that ein mekadishin ala kois ad seisei kechovim, tichsiv tmimois tiyenu. Hey, Shavuos, when it becomes Yom Tov to make Kiddush, you should wait until it's Vaday night. You have to wait until seisei kechovim, until the stars came out, and not to make Kiddush before that. As even though in a regular Yom Tov, the halacha of Tosfos Yom Tov, you're allowed to make Yom Tov a little bit earlier, just like Shabbos, you can make Shabbos earlier. Hu Adin, you could make Yom Tov earlier. However, by the Yom Tov of Shavuos, since there's halacha that we have to count 49 complete days, so we have to wait until the 49th day is completely over, and then it should first start Shavuos. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, Hu Adin, we should not daven Mariv before it's Vaday Tzesek Chovim. Because by davening Mariv, you're makabel upon yourself Yom Tov. And it's not right to makabel Yom Tov of Shavuos before you have the complete 49 days. So therefore, you should wait to daven Mariv until it's Vaday Tzesek Chovim. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch explains, even though the Magen Avraham says, the Ikar Din is not to make Kiddush, he says the Mogen Avraham is talking about if somebody wants to make Kiddush like before he davens Marav. So in a regular Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to make Kiddush first, earlier, and then daven Marav later. But on Shavuos, you can't do that. Because by making Kiddush first, you are being Mekabel, Kabel Yomtif, and you should not be Mekabel Yomtif until it's Vadai Sesek Echovim. But who Adin, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, you should not daven Marav either earlier, because you also be Mekabel Yomtif through Tfilas Marav. Therefore, both should be done after Sesek Echovim, after the stars came out. Then the Morgan of Rome brings down that Isa B'Zoyar, it says in the Zoyar, that Shechasidim Horishoinim Hoyenurim Kol Alayla. The Chasidim used to stay up the whole night, Shavuos by night. The Yoskim by Torah, and they would be learning Torah. So Morgan of Rome says, Ukva Noigu Roiv Halimdim, Lassus came. Now it's a minig, like not only the Chasidim, but most people that learn Torah also stay up Shavuos by night. He says, Vi'ef Shalosais Tam, Apip Shutai. What's the reason? Why do we stay up the whole night, Shavuos by night? He says, the reason is, because Klai Yisrael, Bishas, that night, they were sleeping. Like it says in the Medrash, that when it came the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down, or at least when it came the time for Kabbalah Satoram, Klai Yisrael was sleeping, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and wake them up. So, Lechein Anu Tzricha Masakin Zeh. Therefore, we have to be Masak and fix this up, and therefore we make it that we stay up the whole night, that when it comes in the morning, the time for Kabbalah Satorah, we're awake, we're ready to receive it. And the question everybody asks, like, how is it possible Klai Yisrael was sleeping, Bishas Hashem wanted to give the Torah? By Kabbalah Satorah, for sure they should be up. And the Torah they say is that no, that anything, the more chashuv, the more important the thing is, the more the Yetzirah works on you not to do it. So here, by Kabbalah Satorah, it was such an important thing that Klai Yisrael should receive the Torah that the Yetzirah Mamash was working overtime to make them go to sleep, be asleep, and not to be awake. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to wake them up. So therefore, we try and make the tikkun to fix this up, the fact we stay up the whole night and learn the whole night. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's brought, they said over from the Arizal, that used to say that Shekol Mi Shebalayla Lo Yoshen Klal, whoever does not go to sleep the night of Shavuos, v'ikar hoya oisek b'Torah, and the main thing he was doing that night was learning Torah, is muftach loy sheyashlem shenosoy, he's for sure that he will live out that year, v'lo yaro loy shum nezek, and no harm will happen to him. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that the main learning should be in Torah Shabbat Peh, like we should be learning Gemara. Like we spoke out before, it's very good. Because the Iker Chiddush of the Kabbalah Satorah was that the Torah Shebaal Peh was given to us. Not like the Malachim wanted, that only the Torah Shebiksav should be given to us. We should only do what it says, but not to be able to dash in the Torah. But the Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu won over the Torah was that now the Koyach HaDrush, the Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh, was given to us. So therefore, on this night, we're supposed to be Isaac mainly in Torah Shebaal Peh, in learning Gemara. But of course, this is only if it's possible. If you know how to learn Gemara, and you could learn. But of course, you have to try and learn your best. And if it gets hard later on, havada, anything you learn, if you say tikkun, it's also good. Be you're learning a Torah. Then the Mishnah Berurah explains that if somebody does stay up the whole night, so when it comes the next morning, first of all, for the brocha al natilas yodoyim, you should not say unless after you go to the Beis HaKisei and you make your tzrocha. Then when you come out, you could wash your hands, and then you could say, Al Natilas Yadoyim. About making a bracha on a talis cotton, it's a sofik, since you didn't take it off that night. So the best thing is to be yotze with somebody when he puts on a talis godel. Somebody putting on a talis godel, he has to make the bracha. So either the person himself puts it on, or if you're not married yet, you don't wear a talis godel, you should hear the bracha from somebody else. He should be mitzi you. And the question about making a bracha satur in the morning, it's also a suffix, since you were up the whole night. Therefore, the minig is to be mitzi when somebody else, that if somebody was sleeping that night, he should make the bracha and be mitzi us, mitzi the other person. But then we have the Rav Kiva Eger's halacha of a mamonoshach, that let's say somebody went to sleep on Erev Shavuos. He took a good nap, he slept an hour or so. So then we say mamonoshach, because there are some shittas that say that if you sleep in the daytime, you have to make another bracha. The other shita is no, it's totally in the whole day until the next morning. So here on Shavuos by night, the next morning, Mamonashach, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Because it's a new day now, so because of the new day, you should have to do it. But the other svar is no, you don't make a new bracha unless you have a hefsik of sleeping in between. Now since you went to sleep yesterday in the afternoon, that was the hefsik. So therefore he holds, if you went to sleep Erev Shavuos in the afternoon, when it comes in the morning, you have to make another Birchas HaTorah. And you can make it yourself. Now for the brachas of Elokai Neshama and the brachas Amava Shena, it's also a question if you could make it or not, since you were up the whole night. So usually what we do is we have somebody make it for us, and he's mitzi us. He's mitzi the people that were up the whole night. Somebody that was sleeping last night, when he gets up in the morning, he makes these brachas out loud, and he's mitzi the rabbi. Now, this inyan of staying up Shavuos by night and learning Torah the whole night, like it says really in the Zohar, of course this has to do, this is the hachona. This is the preparation, the way we prepare ourselves in order to be able to mekabel the Torah on Shavuos in the morning. And really there's a Maimer HaZohar like this that says that Reb Shimon, Hayoyoshev Oisek Batorah Balayla, it was the night like a kala before she goes into the chuppah. It's like kala here means Klal Yisrael. And the Baila was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving the Torah. So the night before the Kala goes into the Chuppah, there's an Indian, people stay up with her, they're Mesameach her, and they give her all the things that she needs. See her also, before Klal Yisrael goes into the Chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the night before, we have to be Mesameach, be Besimcha, and prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready for it, and give ourselves all the jewelry we need. And the jewelry we need to come close to Hashem is the Indian of Limud HaTorah. So the Maimer HaZohar, this is talking about Tikkun, about saying Tikkun maybe, that you have to learn a little bit of Torah, of Nevi'im, of Ksuvim, of everything, in order to be fill yourself up with all different type of Tachshitim, of jewelry, before you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Torah on the day of Shavuos. But I call part of the Indian to learn by night is to be making to prepare yourself for the day of Kabbalah's HaTorah. And the Svasemis also explains like this, like the Pasuk says, Lev Tohor, Boralia Lakim, like we have to have a Lev Tohor. We have to have Torah purify our heart. And the way we purify our heart is through Limud HaTorah. That's the way we make ourselves Roi in order to be able to mekabel the Torah. The way we receive the Torah is the more we make our Lev Tohor. And the way we make our Lev Tohor, purify our heart is the more Torah we put into it. Therefore, the whole night before Kabbalah HaTorah, we prepare ourselves and make our Lev Tohor in order to receive the Torah. And what I mean about receiving the Torah, Mr. Shem will talk about later about this, that every single year when it comes the Chag of Shavuos, when it comes the Zman Matan Torah, there's a special Hashpor that comes down that everybody has a Koyach really to receive a new Chiddush of Limud HaTorah. We'll talk about this later on. Now, somebody does plan to stay up Shavuos by night to learn. Of course, it's good on Erev Shavuos to take a nap, to try and sleep a little bit, to prepare yourself a little bit before Shavuos, that you will be able to stay up the whole night and be able to learn. And that's din before Shavuos, since it's one of the Gimel Regolim, there's an inyan to go to the mikvah before Yom Tif, to mitire yourself, look up at Haregel. Din on Erev Yom Tif, there's the inyan by Shavuos, that we decorate our house with leaves, nice leaves, or some people have nice flowers, and it's brought down a zecher to remember the union of the Simchas Matan Torah, because by Matan Torah also there are a lot of nice grasses growing there. Like the Pasuk says, Hatzoin v'yabokar al yiro. In other words, nobody was able to pasture around Har Sinai, so all the leaves were growing very nicely. So B'shas Matan Torah was full of nice leaves. That's the meaning to decorate the houses and the shuls with nice leaves or nice flowers. Some Achreinim said, the Magen Avraham says there's also a minig to bring a tree into the shul or into your house, for a zeichet to remember that on Shavuos is the zman when the ilonis have their din. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins the din if the trees will give off good fruits or not throughout the year. So to remember the trees on Shavuos is an inyan to bring a tree into shul or into your house. However, the Gro was mevatel this minig and says no, we should not put trees in the house or in the shul because the goyim already have this minig of using their trees for Xmas, therefore we do not put trees in the shul. So even though we don't have this minig now to put the trees inside the shul or inside the house, but our kol part of the reason that the Magen Avraham says, like still applies, that we should still have in mind when we're davening on Shavuos, we're supposed to have in mind, we want to daven that the Peiros Ilon, the fruits that will grow off the trees this year, should have a good bracha. Like since today is their Yom HaDin, whether the fruits, the trees will give off good fruits or not, we should have in mind when we're davening to daven that the fruits, the trees should be able to give off good fruits. Now, Hu HaDin, like every Yom Tif, there's an Inyan to light candles, to light Neris, Lekabe Yom Tif. And the Minig is, the different Minhagim, some people are known to light candles like right before Shkia, like just like Shabbos, like it's an Indian of covered Yom Tif, to light the candles before you go into Yom Tif. And some people have the minig, no, the wives first light the candles later when they come home from shul. But I call upon them, they make a bracha when they light the candles. And it's also a shalom the minhagim. Some people have the minig that the Isha, when she lights, she makes a shechiyanu then. And some people have the minig, no, she does not make the shechiyanu then at the time when she lights the neris, but rather she is yotze the shechiyanu the husband makes later when he makes kiddush. And then, of course, later when the husband comes home and makes kiddush, after kiddush, the husband makes the shechiyanu. And the shechiyanu goes on the whole inyan of the mitzvahs of Yom Tov. As when the Yom Tov comes in, there's an inyan to make a shechiyanu to cover the Yom Tov. And since we keep the second day Shavuos as a sveikah de yoma, so Hu HaDin on the second day Shavuos, also when we make kiddush, we make a shechiyanu a second time. Even though on Shavuos the Velt, they always ask the question that on Shavuos really there shouldn't be a suffix involved, because the Torah says that Shavuos is 50 days like after the second day of Pesach. Like we know, we count Svira 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos. So since we know already when Pesach was, like by this time already we know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, so maybe there shouldn't be any suffix to know when Yom Tov of Shavuos is. So even in Chutz La'aretz, really, it should not be doubtful. Really, in Chutz La'aretz also, we should only have one day for Shavuos. And the Teretz Achronim say it, it's a light plug. Like once the Rabbanim were Masakin, that by Pesach and by Sukkot, we have 2 days for Yom Tov, Hu HaDin Rabbanim made light plug, but all the Gemara Regolim, we always have 2 days in Chutz La'aretz l'kavod Yom Tov. Mishum Asveika D'Yoma. Therefore, on Shavuos also, we have the second day of Yom Tov, and we make the Shechiyonu because Midrabonin, it's like the second day, it's like that's the day of Yom Tov. And at the end of the Suda, when we bench, we say Yalav Yavoy, and we say it's Chag HaShavuos HaZeh. And the halacha is, if you forget to say Yalav Yavoy when benching, you have to bench over again. Now, the Ramah brings down that V'noyagin B'kama Mekoymois Le'echol Macholei Cholov B'yom Rishon Shel Shavuos. There's a minig to eat, like milchiks, to eat food made with milk on the first day of Shavuos. V'nirali hatam, the mechaber, so the Ramah explains what's the reason. Shu kumoi hashnei tafshilin sheloichem b'leil Pesach. Just like on Leil Pesach, we take two type of foods. Zeichel Pesach, the zeichel chagiga. We have the zroya, the bone, and then we have the egg. On Pesach b'night, we use to remember the korban chagiga. Is kein euchlin ma'achol cholov, Hu HaDin on Shavuos. People first eat milchiks, they have food made with milk. V'yachar kach ma'achol bosor, and afterwards they have meat. U'tzrichim l'hovi imoyim beiz lechem, and Allah reads, like it says in Yerodeya, you have to have two different pieces of bread. You can't eat the same bread that you eat with milchiks. You can't eat that bread with fleshiks. So if you started the Suda, eating ma'achol cholov, eating milchiks, you make like lechem mishnah with that bread, and then when you finish eating your milchiks, you have to take away that challah that you started to eat, and you have to use now the second challah. So that's the remembrance. So you have v'srichem l'hovi imoyim beiz lechem al hashulchan shubemokim ha'mezbeach v'yesh b'zeh zichron l'beiz ha'lechem shoyim akrivim b'yom ha'bikurim. So since on Shavuos the mitzvah was to bring the special mincha to shtei ha'lechem, so if you'll eat milchiks and fleshiks in the same meal, you're going to have to use two different challahs. So that will be remembrance of the shtei halechem. This is the way the Ramah brings down. Now, there are a lot of different reasons, like why we eat milchiks on Shavuos. And Hu HaDin, a lot of different menhagim, exactly when to eat it. Like the Lashon HaMechaber, the Ramah's mashma b'yayin. It's on the day of Shavuos, the first day of Shavuos, or by daytime, you should eat milchiks. Some people have the minig by night, the first night by Shavuos, they have milchiks the first night. And the way it's mashma from the Ramah is that you should not just have a complete milchig sticker meal, just have milk, you know, cheese. But rather the same meal, you should have first milchig, and then you should end off fleshig. You should have basar. And the reason is, or he brings down the zeich l'shtei lechem, Puruadin the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, because there's an inyan on yomtiv, you're supposed to have a sudas yomtiv of basar v'yayin, as every suda and yomtiv should be made from basar and yayin. So what in Anshvus also there's an inyan of simchas yomtiv, that you should have basar, meat, and wine by your meal. So therefore it's mashma, even this meal that you have milchix, at the end you should have a basar and yayin. However, like maybe we'll go through it later, you have to be very careful, like it says halachas in Yerodeya, simin peches and simin peites, exactly how you're allowed to eat first the milchix and then the fleshix. How could you first eat milk and then eat meat? And there are a lot of different halachas. You have to be careful about washing out your mouth and eating something in between and washing off your hands and making sure you clean off the table. There are a lot of different halachas to be very careful exactly how to do it. Huadin, you have to use a different tablecloth. You have to change or make sure you have something underneath when you're first eating milchix, then have something else when eating the basar. Now, even though in the halacha in your day it's mashma that the same suda, the same meal, you should not eat first milchix, first milk or cheese, and then have fleshix. That's what's mashma from the Zohar. So some achronim want to say that on Shavuos it's mutter, even though maybe the whole year you should be machmir, but on Shavuos though, to mekayim this mitzvah, you are allowed to eat in the same suda, first have some milchix, and then end off to have fleshix. That's the way the Chuk Yaakov brings down. From the Minchas Yaakov Klalayin Vov, that is a tzad to be makel on Shavuos, in order to be mekayim the minig. Whoever brings down other achronim say no, that even on Shavuos you should be very machmir the same way you are a whole year. So maybe then it's not kedai to eat in the same meal to have first your milchix, your milk and the cheese, and then to have fleshix at the end of the meal. Even though you wash your hands and wash your mouth and eat something in between, still according to the Zohar, it's not kedayatidit in the same meal. Therefore, some people have the minig maybe like in the daytime to make like Kiddush, to have milchix, to have cheesecake during Kiddush, and then later when you sit down to have the suda, to have the meal, then you eat your fleshix, you eat your meat. So it's not during the same meal. However, then you won't be mekayim the minig of the Ramah to use two lechems, but our component will be mekayim the minig that you're eating cheese, you're eating milchix on Shavuos. And I heard over from Yaakov Kamenetsky Shlita, he told me he also does like this, that before Kiddush, after Kiddush, he has a cheesecake, and then he washes, and then he has a suda. And in the suda, he has a fleshedika suda, then he doesn't have any milchix during the suda. However, this is all totally minhogim, whatever your minig is, whatever your father does, that's the way you should do also. Now, the Zohar brings down the reason why we eat milk, we drink milk, we have milchix. On Shavuos, he says, because it's doima that the Sheva Shavuos, the 7 weeks we just counted, that the Yidin were in the Midbar, it was like the Sheva Nekiyim. It was like Klai Yisrael was becoming Tor, they were becoming clean from the Tumas Mitzrayim. And we know, just like by an Isha Nid, it's brought down that the Dam is Nekar V'Nasa Cholof. When an Isha gives off nurses, has the milk is the Pshat is, that comes out of the Dam. So the blood turns over into milk. That's to purify it. So also, Klai Yisrael now is becoming pure, as if their dam turned over to be milk. That's why we drink milk on a Shavuos. Who are the Indian of that, that we change over from Din to Rachamim? Now, if on Shavuos we're not makpid for the Zohar, that you should not eat in the same Suda, milchix and fleshix, then what you could do, like the Ramoy, is that you could start off the meal having milchix, and as long as you don't eat hard cheese, like we just have Stam cheesecake, or our cheese is not really considered hard cheese, then the halacha is all you have to do is just make hadocha v'kinuach haper, just have to like drink something in between, and you have to eat something in between, like change the tablecloths, and then bring out the new food, and then you're allowed to eat right away, start eating the fleshix. You don't have to bench in between, or make a broch achreiner in between, you don't have to wait in between. But we spoke out, it's only because of the Zohar that there is a Chumrah, the Zohar holds in the same Suda, we should not eat milchix and fleshix. Exactly about these halachas, about basar v'cholov, about eating one after another, Mitzvah Shem will have a special tape on this, about Hilchos basar v'cholov. Now, if you do plan to stay up the whole night, Shavuos by night, like we have to know, even though Avadah is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, the mitzvah Simcha applies even to Shavuos. And for Keret, the Torah says the mitzvah Simcha by Chag HaShavuos. Really, the ikat place where the Torah says the mitzvah of Simcha is by Chag HaShavuos. By Chag HaPesach Bechal, the Torah doesn't say the Inyan of Simcha. And by Sukkis, the Gemara Dashin, it says also, V'samachta B'chagecha, by Sukkis, with more Dashins for Ribui. It's like it says it a second time, like it's a question. What do we have to have a second time for? The Torah already said it by Shavuos. So it comes out the Ikka place the Torah says to have Simcha, to be happy on Yom Tov, is by Chag HaShavuos. And Pesach we learn out from Shavuos, and Sukkot has a reboot to be marba other things. So about it is an inyan to be happy, to be besimcha on Shavuos, like we're saying, to eat the boss of a yayin and to have a nice suda. However, if you plan to stay up at the whole night time, you have to realize that if you eat too much, it'll put you to sleep. And if you drink too much, it'll also put you to sleep. So you have to be alert and to know what you're doing to make sure that you're just eating like nice, in order though you still be able to stay up and learn through the night. And like we're saying, if you do plan to stay up the night, Shavuos by night, like as soon as you finish the Suda, you should try right away to go to shul right away to start to learn, and not just time to waste time to wait around. But you have to realize you keep on this night, so it's Kodesh, being miyuchid to keep up, to make hachona, preparing yourself for Kabbalah Satayram, and the Svarim talk about how tremendous this is. We'll talk about it more later on. But you should try and use up every minute you have of the night. Now about davening Shachris in the morning on Shavuos, we know right before we learn the Torah, after we call up the Kohen, we learn the special pisma of Akdamas, which Akdamas is made up of 90 different verses, and the first 22 of them are made up from the Aleph Beis, and really the Akdamas is the pshat, like it starts off Akdamas, it's an introductory before we go to say the Aseres Hadibros, which is what we learn on Shavuos in the morning. Al Zeichel Amatan Torah. So the Inyan of Akdamas is we're giving a shvach praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Inyan that he gave us, the Aseres Hadibros. Of course, it's kedai to go over it, to see the explanation, the interpretation of every word before Shavuos. Because as we all know, b'shas te'leinah, they learn it pretty fast, and it's hard to follow along if you didn't look at it, go over it beforehand. Now, in short, the Inyan of Akdamas is really is going to give praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know every stanza, it ends off with So, which So stands really like for Torah, as if to say, Tof Aleph, like when you finish the end, you finish the Tof of Torah, you right away have to start over again, start the Aleph of Bereishis. You have to start over again. Now the beginning of this is, it talks about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it talks about the way the Malachim and the Afanim, HaKadosh, also give praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Eima, with fear. Then it talks about how Chaviv Klai Yisrael is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves all his things in Shemayim and only takes care of Klai Yisrael. That's his Iker Shashua, what he's worried about. And the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Rishon and his Achron, and Ashreinu Shechofetz Banu V'Nosan Lanu Esterosei. How happy we are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and cares about us, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Klai Yisrael, the Torah. And this is the Akdama, the introductory to what we're going to say soon, the Aseres Hadibros, that is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And that's really what we say in the Brocha of Birchas HaTorah, that we say, Asher Bocha Arbonu Mikol Amim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torosai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, chose Klai Yisrael from all the other nations, and He gave us the Torah. So this shows, how do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from the fact that He gave us the Torah? So on Shavuos, really, is the Yom Tov that we see, the Ator B'Chatanu, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klai Yisrael over all other nations. That's the Inyan of Chag HaShavuos. And that's the Inyan of Zman Matan Torosenu, like we're saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and He gave us His dearest thing, the Torah, as to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael. And we also see this by the Inyan of Torah Shabbat. We know we have two Torahs. There's a Torah Shabbat that was written down, and then we have the Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, the reason why there's a Torah Shabbat Peh, that means not supposed to be written down, the Gemara, it's only supposed to be learned from Peh to Peh, taught one to another, is the Ikka reason is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want the Goyim to come to learn the Torah. He wanted to keep this to be an ice between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the union of Torah Shabbat Peh. Just in later generations, since we became to forget so much that they saw that Mishumais Lasvos Lashem Aferos Sarasechom, they had a heter to write down the Gemara. And the Achoranim speak out that even when they did go to write down the Gemara, still they wrote it down in ways that you could only learn the Gemara really if you have Emunas Chachomim. Like a marshal in the Gemara, with a lot of time that says, Chasur Mechsur Bochik Toni, something is missing, and this is the way you're supposed to say it. Or else when you ask a question to one Gemara to another Gemara, the Gemara says, Ipcha, change around the memories and say it this way, which really doesn't make too much sense to say these things. Like, you'd be such great Chachomim, how come they didn't write it down the right way the first time? And some Achrenim want to explain that the Pshat is the reason why Chazal went to write down the Gemara in this ways, that you could have questions and you have to answer and change it around and say you're missing something and say this is what you meant, is the Pshat is that if a Goy would come and learn the Gemara, he would just shut the Gemara. If you don't have Emunas Chachomim, you won't believe, you just won't learn it. So that's the way they went to write it down, that's only for the Jews to learn Torah Shebapim and not for the Goyim. So this also shows the fact how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, that of a Chatona Mikul Amim, the Tiyu Am Segula, the Klal Yisrael is a special Am. This is what we were Nivchar Befrat on Shavuos by the Kabbalah Satera. And like all this is Nichlal in the Akdomis that we say for the Akdoma before we go to Lane, the Aseret HaDibros. Now we know our minig is on the second day of Shavuos, we learn the Megillas Rus. Now, there are a lot of reasons brought down why we learn Megillas Rus on Shavuos. The Yalkut Shemoni brings down that what does the Rus have to do with Atzeres, the Yom Tov of Matan Torah, to teach us that Shele Nitnu Torah Elai De Yisurim Ve'inui, that the Torah Yoni Kone Torah by learning it through Yisurim and Inui, like what happened with Rus, that she had to go through Inui with Yisurim before she was able, to, first of all, to become a Jew, and then until finally she got married with Boaz. And like the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three matanas to Klal Yisrael, for kulum nitnu elai de Yisurim. It was Torah, Olam Habo, and Eretz Yisrael. Another reason why we learn Rus on Shavuos is because it starts off talking about Betchilas Ktsir Sorim, the time that you cut down the barley, and this is the time of Shavuos when we cut down the barley. Some also say that by Matan Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Tarav Mitzvos. In other words, 606 mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel by Har Sinai, because seven mitzvahs they already had that they were Mitzvah by Bnei Noach. Together comes out to 613. And Rus is Begematria 606. So that's how many mitzvahs we received on Matan Har Sinai, and that's why we rely on Rus on Kabbalah Satera. Also, Rus talks about the Indian of Gerus, that Rus was Mizgayin, she became a Jew, and who had in the Ovis, when they were Mekabal the Torah by Har Sinai, was the Nechnasu Lebris Ela B'Milo Utfilam. They also had to have Mila first, and then they had to have the Mikvam, and Gadin like Gerim. In other words, Klal Yisrael will come out like Gerim. They were throwing away the Tumas Mitzrayim they had in them, and they were Mekabel now the Kedushas HaTorah. There's also an Indian of Gerus. So that's why we learn on Shavuos, the Indian of Rus, which is also an Indian of Gerus, that the Koyach of Torah has a Koyach to Mekadish people, to add people into the Kedushas of Klal Yisrael. Another reason is, Poshe, that yet Rus ends off with Indian, that David HaMelech came out of Rus, and we know David HaMelech was Nifter, died on Shavuos, and who had it was Mamalish Noisov, that he was born on Shavuos. So therefore we learn this Megillas Rus that talks about that David came out from Rus. There are other reasons brought down that Shavuos is the Chag of Kabbalah Satorah, but also we were Mekabel the Torah Shebapeh, and the Indian of Rus was also a Drosha of Torah Shebapeh. That the question was, even though Rus was Mizgai, she became a Jew, but still she was a Moyaviyah. For Moyav, and the Torah says, even after a Moyavi is Mizgayir, he's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. We make a drosha Moyavi v'lo Moyavis. It's only a male Moavi that we're not allowed to intermarry. Mashenkin, a lady, a Moyavis, she is mutted to intermarry into Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's through a drosha that Rus was married, was mutted to get intermarried into Klal Yisrael, and from that came out David HaMelech. Also, from this Megillah, we see the Indian of doing chesed one to another, the way Boaz did chesed with Rus, and who are the Indian of Yibum, the Bechlal, the Indian of Mitzvahs Yibum is, to do chesed in Hamesim. So here also the Yisayid of Torah is to do chesed with one another. So that's why we learn the Megillah Rus on the Siyom Tif of Shavuos. Now after davening on both days Shavuos, there's an Indian to have a Sudas Shavuos, a Sudas Yom Tif, that we know the Mechaba Paskins in Hilchus Yom Tif, that there's a Chiyiv to have a Suda twice, once at night, once by day, and you should be kaveir it on wine. The Mechab, however, doesn't mention the word Bosser. However, the Achronim, the Magen Avraham, brings down that the Rambam paskens that on Yom Tif there's a Chiyiv to have Bosser also. Now, Poshet Bosser means meat, so if possible, it's good to have meat by Yisuda on Yom Tif. If you don't have meat, with chicken is also a Choshev, a Michael, and any food that's Choshev that you enjoy very much, you could also be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tif. Now the Gemara says that Hakol Moedim Tebinim Lochem by Shavuos. Why? Because Yom Shenitnu by Torah. That means even though on a regular Yom Tov, it's a Machlokes in the Gemara, one man the Yom says you could have Kulul Hashem if you want, you could only learn Torah the whole day and Daven the whole day. However, by Shavuos, the Gemara says Hakol Moedim, everybody holds that Tebinim Nami Lochem. You have to enjoy, you have to eat, you have to have food, a good Suda on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the Gemara says why? Because it's Yom Shenitnu by Torah Yisrael. This was the day that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, for sure, you have to have Lochem, you have to eat and enjoy Yom Tov also. And the question is, what do you mean? It should be just the opposite. Since today is the day Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, so maybe we should be Kulul Hashem. We should only be learning and only davening the whole day and not eat at all. Why is it so pushed to the Gemara that since today the Torah was given, therefore the Indian of Achila, we for sure have to eat and have a good Suda on Yom Tov? And there are a lot of different pshatim. The Beis Halevi wants to answer and say that really the Malachim was questionable, didn't want the Torah to come down in this world. The Malachim wanted the Torah to stay in Shemayim. And like we spoke out before, the Malachim wanted that the Koyach of Chiddush, like the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Koyach to be Machriya to Paskin, that should stay in Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu won out over the Malachim and said, no, the Torah belongs to us. Why does it belong to us? Because the mitzvahs apply to Bnei Adam, to people that eat, that drink. There are mitzvahs about eating. There are mitzvahs about benching. There are mitzvahs that apply to people that are gashmis on this world. So therefore, since one of the reasons why Moshe won out the Malachim to bring the Torah down in this world is because the Torah applies to us because it has halachas about eating, about drinking. So therefore, since Moshe won the Malachim with the fact that we have gashmis, we have to eat, that's why on Torah we want to celebrate that we were zeicha, we received the Torah, we also eat, have lochem on Shavuos to show that because of the eating, that's why the Torah came down to us. And other Mefarshim want to explain that the pshat is that Torah, we have to realize, when Torah was given to us, to the Jews, it's not just down like a dovah ruchni. It's like two things. There's gashmis, there's the things we do the whole day long. We eat, we sleep, we walk, we do things, we do business, we do work. And then there's an inyan of doing mitzvahs, of learning Torah. That the Torah has its own special time when we're learning in front of the Chumash, in front of the Gemara, then we're going to do the mitzvah of learning Torah. Mashenkin, the rest of the day, we're busy doing other things. We don't have the limud haTorah then. So the Torah really is not that way. Really, the yisoid of Taryag mitzvahs is they're only klolim, like the Gro says. Taryag mitzvahs means only a klal. That's the general rule, how to do. There are 613 general rules of commandments. But really, every single commandment has thousands and thousands of little protim exactly how to do it. In other words, the Torah teaches us every single act of the whole day, of the whole, every second of the day, exactly how to do, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to do it. Their halacha is about how you're supposed to eat, how you're supposed to walk. About halacha is how you're supposed to do business. The Sidukos Masav Amatan, how you're supposed to tell the truth the whole day. How you're not supposed to talk Lashon Hara the whole day. Exactly every word that comes out of our mouth, there are different halachas to know how and when and why, what we should do. So the pshat that on Shavuos is the day we receive the Torah is HaKol Moedim Debina Nam Lachem. We have to also eat and enjoy this world on Shavuos, to teach us that the Torah is not just Tama Dover Ruchni that stays in the corner, and when we do the mitzvahs of learning, that's when we have to listen to the Torah. But when we do our eating, when we do our enjoyment, then we don't have the Torah. No, the Torah applies even to eating. Even b'shas we have our sudam, even b'shas we're eating and we're drinking, the Torah applies also. There's a Torah way of eating, a Torah way of drinking. There's a Torah way to do everything. And that's a pshat that the Torah is mekadoshos, that everything we do throughout the whole day makes us kodesh if we do it the right way. That was the chiddush that Torah was giving to us. Like we make the bracha in the morning, la'asoik b'divrei Torah. We're oisik. It's not just time the mitzvah of lima Torah, no, the whole day, whatever we do throughout the whole day, we should be working like in the Torah way of doing it. There's a Torah way to do everything. Who are then eating? Even the gashmis, there's a Torah way how to do it. So that's the chiddush of Shavuos, that we receive the Torah. The Torah is through and through us. Everything we do is done through Torah. So even the lachem, even the eating, also has to be done with the Torah. Now, like we said before, on Shavuos, we have 2 days. And the second day is also Midrabbanan, Talsveka de Yoma, to keep another day of Yom Tov, even though we know the exact day, Asaloi Plug, the Rabbanan will Masak in the second day. But the second day really is something like the first day. Therefore, it's also brought down that the second night, if possible, you should also learn Torah. Of course, if it's possible, stay up the whole night. But if it's not possible, at least learn some Torah. It also should be like a Hachana preparation for the Kabbalah HaTorah. Now, before Yom Tov, there's also an inyan of covered Yom Tov. You have to prepare yourself to mechabed the Yom Tov. Part of the halachas of kibbutz to prepare yourself to honor the Yom Tov is that before Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to take a haircut, to make yourself look nice to covered Yom Tov, who if possible on erev Yom Tov, and if not to do it a day before, but if possible, as close as possible to Yom Tov, to take the haircut to covered Yom Tov. Who then is an inyan on erev Yom Tov to wash yourself in hot water, and if possible, to go to the mikvah, l'kavod Yom Tov, is also called part of kivod Yom Tov, what you're honoring the Yom Tov before it comes in. Hu adin on erev Yom Tov, you should not fill yourself up, eat like before Yom Tov, in order that when it comes nighttime, by Yom Tov, you'll enjoy the meal of the Sudas Yom Tov, b'teyov, and you'll enjoy it. So that's also considered kavod Yom Tov. All right, turn over. In other words, just like on Erev Shabbos, there's an Indian of covered Shabbos, not to fill yourself up before Shabbos, not to be Kaveya Suda, like Ben Amincho Lamala, who are then on Erev Yom Tov also, there's an Indian of covered to give respect to Yom Tov even before Yom Tov, that when Yom Tov does come in, you'll enjoy the Suda by night, you'll eat it, Betayoven, you'll enjoy eating the meal. Who are then is an Indian of covered Yom Tov to cut your nails before Yom Tov, again, to give respect to Yom Tov by making yourself look nice. Hu Adin is an Indian of covered Yom Tov to dress nice, to wear a nice suit. And some of our Shnorim learn that the suit of Yom Tov should be even nicer than Shabbos. Like Al Simchas Yom Tov is an Indian to look nice. It's also called covered Yom Tov to respect the Yom Tov. And of course, this goes upon the whole Yom Tov, both by night and by day. And now Mitzvah Shem will discuss the Inyonim of Shavuos. Now we know Shavuos, the Chag of Shavuos, has 4 names to it. In Shemois, Perek Chav Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'chag HaKotzir, Bikurei Ma'asech HaShatizra Basode. They call it Chag HaKotzir. This is the Chag of cutting down the wheat, the Tvua, from the fields. And then in Shemois, Lamedalo, the Pasuk says, V'chag Shavuos Taselecho. You should make this Yom Tov of Shavuos, and we'll soon explain what does Shavuos mean. Hu Adin in Devarim, also the Pasuk says, V'yosisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Lekecho. And then the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Chavches, that Yom HaBikurim, over Yom HaBikurim Barivchem Mincha Chadosha. Shavuos is called Yom HaBikurim, the day that we bring the new Tvuos, the new Bikurim. And then in Chazal, we call Chag HaShavuos Atzeres, Chag HaAtzeres. Even though in the Pasuk in Chumash it doesn't say the word Atzeres, the Chazal call Shavuos, the Indian of Atzeres. Now, the reason why the Torah calls it Chag HaKatzir, because this is the time of the year, Pasha, that we cut down the wheat. Like we said, that's one of the reasons why we're learning Megillus Rusos on, because the Megillus Rusos, which spoke about the Chag, the Indian of the Katzir Chitim. That was the time when they were cutting down the wheat. The reason why the Torah calls Shavuos Chag HaShavuos, one reason is because it goes on the 7 weeks, that we just got finished counting 7 weeks, 7 weeks from Pesach up until now, up until Shavuos. That's why it is called the Chag of Shavuos, that we counted the 7 weeks. Other Mepharshim learned the Lashon of Shavuos is of a Lashon of Shvu, of swearing. In other words, we're Mushva v'yomid mehasinei now. Klai Yisrael received the Torah on Shavuos, that they were sworn now that we have to do the mitzvahs. That's called Mushva v'yomid mehasinei hu. So Shavuos means the Lashon of a Shavua, that we were sworn. Then the reason why the Pasuk calls Chag HaShavuos Yom HaBikurim is because Als the Mincha Chadosha, that on Shavuos we have the Inyan of the Shtei HaLechem, the special two breads that were brought, that this was brought from the new wheat. Because this was the first time we used the new wheat in the Beis HaMikdash, even though we already mutter to eat the wheat outside the Beis HaMikdash from the second day of Pesach. That's when Chadosh became mutter. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't bring the new wheat up until Chag HaShavuos. The Mincha Chadosha, the new Mincha, the Shtei Alechem, that was brought from the new wheat. That's like Bikurim. And then what then from Shavuos and on, this is the Zman when we bring Bikurim. When somebody has the Shivas Haminim that grown in Eretz Yisrael, you take your first grown fruit and you bring it to the Kohen. This Inyan of Bikurim starts now by Shavuos. That's why it's called Yom HaBikurim. And then in Chazal called the Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. Atzeres means like it's held back. So some of first want to say the Pshat is, but other Yom Tovim, there's true, there's a loisa say not to do Malacha. We're not allowed to do the Lama Test Malachas on Yom Tov on Shabbos. Maybe it's Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutter on Yom Tov. But Malachas are also to do on Yom Tov. But who are then every Yom Tov has a positive mitzvah essay, something special to do. L'moshel, on Pesach there's a special mitzvah tit matzah. On Sukkot there's a special mitzvah tit in the Sukkot, the Dalad Minim. On Rosh Hashanah we have the special mitzvah of Shofar. However, on Shavuos we don't have any special mitzvah to do. L'maisa, the Iker Yom Tov of Shavuos is Atzeres, just holding yourself back and not doing Malacha. But anything positive to do a Zeicher remembrance of Chag HaShavuos, we don't have directly Midiraisa to do on the Chag HaShavuos. That's why it's called an Atzeres. And we'll soon speak about why. Why is this true? Why didn't the Torah give a special mitzvah on Chag HaShavuos like a Zeicher for Matan Torah? Like, why wasn't there a Chiv Midiraisa, like to hold the Torah special, to learn something special? Why isn't there a mitzvah Midiraisa on Shavuos to remember the Indian of Matan Har Sinai? And we spoke out before that really the Kli Yoker answers this. A lot of Mepharshim answer like this to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to make any one special mitzvah to remember on Shavuos the Inyan of Matan Har Sinai. Really, the Torah never says clearly that Chag HaShavuos is the Inyan of to remember of the Matan Torah. It's only with the Rabbonin in the Nusach of Tefillah do we say Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. But really, with the Rice, the Torah just says after the second day of Pesach, count 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos. Why didn't the Torah speak out clearly that Shavuos is Zeicher for Matan Torah? And they were asking now, why isn't there a special mitzvah on Shavuos to do something special to remember the Torah? And the pshat is because then a person would think that the Iker time to receive the Torah is once a year, only on Shavuos. And we know not like that. Chazal bring down that every single time somebody learns Torah, it's mamish considered as if he was makabel the Torah mehasinai. In other words, every single day when we learn Torah, it's supposed to be considered kilu hayoyim kibalnu mehasinai. So therefore, the Torah didn't want to set aside one special day to remember this, because rather we want the memories to be every single day. Every single day when we learn Torah, we have to feel as if we're actually receiving it now, a new Kabbalah Torah every single day. So therefore, Atzeres, the Chag HaShavuos, doesn't have any positive mitzvah saseh. It's only like an Atzeres to hold yourself back, not to do malachas. However, the Ramban on Chumash in Parshas Emor, when the Pesukim there at the end talk about the Yom Tovim, and it talks about Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkis, there the Ramban explains the reason why Chazal called Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. And the Ramban says that really, the Atzeres, like the last day of Pesach, is Shavuos. And the Ramban says, just like by Sukkot, we have 7 days of Yom Tov, and then the 8th day is called an Atzeres, an extra day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, leftover day. Hu Adin by Pesach, he says, we have first the 7 days of Pesach. That's like the first day Yom Tov. And then he says we have like a Chol HaMoed. We have these 50 days in between, 49 days of Svira. And then the 50th day, Chag HaShavuos, that's called the Atzeres. That's the leftover, the last day of really the Inyan of Pesach, which is the Zman Cheresenu. In other words, we became freed, we became a Zman Cheresenu, we became free on Pesach. That's when it started, that we stopped working in Paro, in Mitzrayim, we didn't have to work anymore, we became freed. Zayin Ruchnius, Zayin Gashmius. But our Koponim, we didn't finish our freedom until Chag HaShavuos, until the time when we received the Torah. With the Kabbalas HaTorah, that's when Klai Yisrael became completely freed. And really, this is the pshat we always say, Chazal, that Ein Lecho Ben Chorin Ela Mi Sheisek BaTorah. Who is considered a real free person? Only somebody that learns Torah. And really, the Chazal needs a hesber, needs an explanation. What does it mean that who's called a free person? Only somebody that learns Torah. Really, if you ask somebody, it's just the opposite. A free person means somebody that goes around, a freier person, like we call him. He doesn't listen to the Torah. He could go around, do whatever he wants. He could eat whatever he wants. He could eat chazer. He could do whatever his lust, whatever he desires, whatever his heart wants him to do. He goes and do it. Doesn't have to worry about Shabbos. Doesn't have to worry about mitzvahs. Of course, that's called a free person. Mashenkin, a Jew, we have tayag mitzvahs. We have a lot of restrictions. We're not allowed to work on Shabbos. We're not allowed to eat a lot of food. We have to do a lot of mitzvahs. So what's Pshan Chazal that Ein Lecho Ben Churin, who is called a real free person? Only somebody that learns Torah. And really the Ramban is saying that when the Klai Yisrael received that complete freedom, when was it finished? The Zman Cheresenu? It was freed, it was finished on Shavuos, the Zman Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah, that's the finishing stone of the Zman Cheresenu. So what is the explanation here? And maybe you can say Pshat like this, really the way the Maral explains that why in Pesach we became Bnei Churin, why did we become free on Pesach? The Churin, even on Pesach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, still we became, instead of being a slave to Paro, we right away became a slave to Hashem. We became an Eved LaHashem. So since we're still in slavery, we're an Eved, we're a slave now to Hashem, why is it considered we became Bnei Churin? And the Maral explains that what is called a real free person? A free person is the pshat that he works for himself. He doesn't have to work for anybody else. All that he works, whatever he gains, is only gaining for himself. An Eved, if you're a slave, you're working for your master, and whatever you do goes to your master, it doesn't go to you. But a free person, whatever he works, goes for himself. So a Ben Churin, a free person, really means you're working for yourself. Now maybe the pshat is like this, that we know, what is a Jew? Like you say, you're working for yourself, what are you called? What is a Jew called? We know Chazal say that Yisrael v'yoraisa v'kutcha brichu chatu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and the Jew is considered one. In other words, what is a Jew made up from? A Jew is made up, he has his neshama, a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what keeps the neshama going, what gives him the kedusha, what gives him the nourishment, that's the Torah. So the Torah and Hashem, that is part of the Jew. So therefore, if a Jew wants to be a free person, means he wants to work for himself. Any work that he does, any amelus that he does, is only to build himself up. That's the pshat from Ein Lecho Ben Churin Ela Mi Sheisek BaTorah. Somebody that does the Torah, that listens to Hashem, that works with Hashem, he is called building himself up. He's working for himself, because that's what we are. In other words, building yourself up means you're building yourself up a bigger Olam Haba. You'll have more in the next world to come. That's really what we're here for. Mashen Kein, somebody that listens to his Yetzirah, somebody that just goes free and does whatever his heart desires. He works on Shabbos. He eats whatever he wants. He's not working for himself to build himself up. He's working to destroy himself. He's working to listen to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is not part of a Jew. That's not part of you. That's somebody else that's making you work for him, that's just going to ruin you. Chas v'shalom, you'll be zeichet to get Gehenim. You won't be zeichet to get Gan Eden, though. You won't build up your Olam Haba. How do you work for yourself that you're going to gain for yourself? That's only if you work what you are. That's a piece of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a piece of the Torah and a Jew. That's what we are. So that's what the Ramban is saying. The Chiddush of Shavuos is that the Torah, that's the finishing product of Chairus. When do we really become free, totally free, that we're not working for anybody else, we're only working for ourselves? That was the Chiddush of Kabbalah Satorah. When Klai Yisrael received the Torah, now we understand that the Torah is what's finishing us. It's mamash a part of us. Like we said before, that HaKol Moedim Debinan Bami Lochem. On Shavuos, you have to have Lochem, you have to have some enjoyment, you have to have food, you have to have the Gashmias. Because we have to know that's what we are. Our Gashmias, the body, what a Jew is made up from is, he's made up from Torah and from a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if you want to be a freed person, a real free person, to work for yourself and only gain for yourself, that's the way you do that is by learning Torah, by doing the mitzvahs, by mekabel upon yourself the Omach HaShemayim and the Kabbalah HaTorah. So that's why Shavuos is called Chag HaTzeres, means to say, this is like the last day of the Yom Tov of Pesach, the end of the Zman Chereseinu. That today we really finished off, we became a totally free Jew. That's why it's called Atzeres. Now, what we said before, in one place the Torah calls Shavuos, Chag HaShavuos. It's called the Chag of Shavuos. And some of us learned what a Shavuos means. Pashut, it means the 7 weeks. It means the 7 weeks that we just got finished counting between Pesach and Shavuos. That's why Shavuos is called Chag HaShavuos. So the Chor of the Kasher is, these 7 weeks finished already. It's something new now. Now's the 50th day. So why does the Torah call Shavuos Chag HaShavuos? Like it's not the 7 weeks that passed by already. It's the 50th day now. Let it be called Yom HaChamishim, let it be called. But why Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the 7 weeks? The Chor of those 7 weeks passed by already. And Rebbe Elel Lapian Zatzal wants to answer. It says in the Sefer Lev Eliyahu on Parshas Yisroi, they want to say the Iker Inyan of Chag HaShavuos is true. It's the Inyan of Kabbalah HaTorah, that we receive the Torah. But what do we do to receive the Torah? What do we have to do in order to have a Kabbalah HaTorah? Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the Torah. He gives it to us for Torah Samatana. He gives it to us for a present. But what do we have to do to receive the Torah? We have to prepare ourselves. We have to make hachana. We have to make a preparation before that in order to receive the Torah. So really the Inyan of Shavuos is the Kabbalah HaTorah, but how do we receive the Torah? That's because we just went through 7 weeks. And these 7 weeks now are called Zman Hachona. These are the 7 weeks that we're waiting, we're counting until we finally come to Shavuos. We're like preparing ourselves every single day how to become closer and closer to the Kabbalah HaTorah. So it's 7 weeks of preparation. So this Yom Tov is called the Yom Tov of preparation because that's the way we receive the Torah. That's the way we'll get this matana, this present from Hashem. The more we prepare ourselves. And how do we prepare ourselves? There's the Mishnah Novitz that talks about the Mem Ches Devorim, Shatara Niknus Behem, exactly how we have to do to have a Kinyan HaTorah. But Kopon, we have to prepare ourselves before Shavuos in order to be Zeicha to have a Kabbalah HaTorah. And on Shavuos Gufa, we say that's the Inyan why Shavuos by night, some people stay up the whole night to learn Torah, is that's the way they're preparing themselves to be able to have a Kabbalah HaTorah in the morning when Hashem really gave over the Torah. Now really on the Pasuk in Yisroi, when the Pasuk says by Kabbalah HaTorah that Vayisu Merafidim, Klai Yisroel went away from Rafidim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, and now they rested in the Midbar, Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neger Hor, and the whole Klai Yisroel came to live Neger Hor next to Har Sinai. So the Orachayim HaKadosh over there says that the Pshan this Pasuk is that the Torah is coming to teach us 3 ways how we have to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah. And first the Pasuk says, Vayisu Merafidim. Klai Yisroel went away from Refidim. What does it mean from Refidim? Because before it's brought down by the Mechemes HaMolek, the Pasuk says, Vayova Yamolek, Vayilochim im Yisroel b'Refidim, that they fought with Klai Yisroel in Refidim. And the Chazal say, what does it mean, Vayova Yamolek? What does it mean, b'Refidim? Al Shirofu Yudeim in HaTorah. Because Klai Yisroel was weak. They became lazy in learning the Torah. That's called Refidim. So when Klai Yisroel was weak and lazy, then Amolek came. And here the Pasuk is saying that afterwards when they won over Amalek is Vayisum Refidim. Klai Yisroel went away from the union of rifyon, of aslus, of laziness. So the first way to prepare yourself for learning Torah is not to have the mead of laziness, but rather make yourself strong. Make his gabrus, make yourself strong to go to learn Torah. Not with a weak heart, but with a strong. Not with atzlus, but with his gabrus. That's the first way we have achona for learning the Torah. Then the pasuk says, Vayachnu ba-midbar, they came to live in the midbar. So he says the second way to make achona for kabbalas Torah is to fix up your midas, your character. In other words, a chazal darshin, midbar, means a person that's mafkir himself, makes himself hefkir, unowned, like a midbar, he is zeicher to have the Torah. In other words, if you take away the midas of gaiva, and you have the middle of humble, to be humble, to be avanova, with that you are zeicher for Kabbalah Satera. Like we darshinu mi midbar matona, we darshin, that a person that makes himself like a midbar, has shval ruach, he'll be zeicher to receive the present of the Torah. So the second way to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Sater is to have good midas, take away the mid of Gaiva, to have the mid of Anova, just like it's brought down, how Sinai was a small mountain, and Torah's Nimshal Lamayim, Mayim always goes downwards. Kodesh Baruch Hu likes people that are humble. That's a midah to Mekabel Torah, like it's brought down by Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe Onov Mikolodim. Moshe had the mid of Anova, being humble, that's why he was zeicher to be the one to receive the Torah. And then the third thing the pasuk says is Vayachnu Shom Yisrael Neged Hor. And this the Rachaim says the pshat is that the whole Klai Yisrael came together B'lei Vechod B'Sholom, that the whole Klai Yisrael was together. That's Vayachnu Yisrael Oloshen Yochid. Everybody was living together. They had Sholom, they were peace with one another. The union of people being peaceful one with another, working together, that's also the Hachona, the way to prepare yourself to receive the Torah. And like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Sheker HaChein, Zed Dorosh HaMoshe of Yeshua. That goes on Moshe of Yeshua, and Rashi says, Shosku Bater Harbi. Then the Pasuk says, Vehevel HaYofi, Zed Dorosh HaChizkiyo. Also, everybody learned Torah a lot, Shebotku Midon V'yad Be'eshova, V'loimotza Tinik V'tinoikish L'choyu Bekiyim B'hilchas Tumu B'tayram. Everybody knew how to learn very good. But at the end of the Pasuk, Ish HaYiras HaShem HiTesalol, like what's the big midah of an isha yiras Hashem? Zedorush Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. The Gemara says Shoh Yeshisha Talmidim Mischasim Betalis Echod V'Yoskim Batorah. They had six Talmidim, six students were sleeping, were using one talis, one blanket, and still they were learning Torah. So Parshat Rashi says the Pshatish Shoh Yehaniim, they were poor and still they were learning Torah. Chaim Shalevitz wanted to say the Hesber is that really it's a kasha. How could six people be satisfied with one blanket? You can't have six people under one blanket. But the pshat is like this. That's only if each person is only worried about himself. If everybody wants the blanket for himself, you can't have one blanket for six people. But if everybody only cares about the other person, I only care what's good for you, and you only care what's good for me, then it's possible that one blanket could be for six people. Because each of us only care about what's good for the other one. Everybody only wants the other one to be covered with a blanket. So at the times when you care about other people, that's when it's possible one blanket to help for six people. So that's the pshat in this chazal. What's pshat isha yiras Hashem mitesalol? That's this door when the people work together, when the people care about one another. They're not only caring about themselves. They care about their other friend. They want to learn Torah together. They want to make the other person learn Torah. It's not enough just you're learning Torah. You want the other person also to have this chus in learning a Torah. You want to help one another. At the time when we're working together to help one another, that's a preparation, a hachona, to be able to be mekabel the Torah. Now, like we said before, Chag HaShavuos is also called Chag HaKatzir, the Chag we cut down the tefuah, we cut down the wheat, and it's also called Yom HaBikurim. It's also called the Chag HaBikurim because Al Shein Mincha Chadoshim. Because now on Shavuos is the first time they brought a special mincha from the new wheat. It was matter the wheat in the Mikdash, and therefore it's called Yom HaBikurim. And from now on, they started to bring Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Shaila, what does Bikurim have to do with Shavuos? Because the Pshat of Bikurim is Bechor, like Bechor, it's the first one. The first new fruits that are grown, that you have to bring to the Kohen. That's called Bikurim. In other words, it's called the finishing of the fruits. The first ripe, the nicest fruits that are grown, that are ripe, that's the mitzvah bikurim. And that's the yisoid of Shavuos also. Shavuos, that's called the world became ripe now. In other words, what's the tachlis? What's the purpose why the world was created? Really, it's the first Rashi in Chumash. The Pasuk starts off Bereishis. Bereishis is Beshvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis, and Beshvil HaTorah, Shenikru Reishis. In other words, this world was created for the purpose, the tachlis, that there should be a Jew on the world, and the Jews, the Yidden, should be learning Torah. Beshvil HaTorah, Nivru Olam. And that's also the pshat for in Chag HaKetzir. This is the Chag of cutting down. In other words, the Tfuah, the pears are ripe. It's like finished. It came to the tachlis. It came to the purpose of growing the wheat, was to cut off the wheat to have the wheat. And that's the pshat from Chag HaShavuos, that the whole world now became to its tachlis, that now Klal Yisrael was going to be mekabel the Torah. Hu adin is brought down, the Gemara says, that in Atzeres, there's a gzar din on the Peres Ilan. On Shavuos, that's the time Hashem paskin zois on all the trees if they'll give their peres or not to give their fruits. In other words, giving their fruits is the means, that's the purpose of the tree to give off its fruits, to give off its peres. Hu adin Klal Yisrael. When can Klal Yisrael start to give off its fruits? When we start to do what we're supposed to do, that's with the Keich of the Torah. With the Torah, then we come to a tachlis, we do the mitzvahs, that's called Klal Yisrael does the peres. Like we say, Eichlem Peresayim Be'olam Hazeh, V'akeren Kiyemes Be'olam Habo. And this is the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that it was given the Keich of Chiddush, to create something new. Just like the Keich of Torah, there's a Schatzes, create something new, that's the Keich of Shavuos. Like we spoke out before, the Achronim always speak out, that by Klal Yisrael, the same Moira, what happened at the time of Chag HaShavuos, in other words, the same way there was Ashpoh by Matan Torah, that a Kadosh Baruch was giving down his Shechina to Klal Yisrael, with the Koyach of the Matan Torah, the Koyach of the Chiddush of Torah that was given, like we spoke out before, Moshe received this Chiddush, and therefore Moshe added another day, Midaitoi, Haist of Yemechen Midaitoi, because he received this Chiddush. But the Chiddush of Torah came down to Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai. Who had in every single year, when it comes Vav, Svav Sivan, that was the day when Torah, the Chiddush of Torah was given over to Klal Yisrael, that every single Jew has the Koyach to receive, the power to receive this special present that Hashem gives to us. The Chiddush of Torah, to be Mechadish something, to be Mechadish our life, to Mechadish a new way of life, new way of doing mitzvahs. This is very good, the way the Zohar says. The Zohar says that on Shavuos, it's Botul the Yetzirah. And some say that's the pshat why in Shavuos we bring the Shtei HaLechem, the special Mincha Chadosha, the Pasuk calls it. It's called the Mincha Chadosha, new, something Chiddush, a new type of a Mincha. What's new about this Shtei HaLechem? First of all, it comes from Chometz. Even though usually all the Menachos we have are possible to have Chometz, Vashenka and the Mincha Chadosha, the Shtei HaLechem that we bring on Atzeres, on Shavuos, that comes from Chometz. And the pshat from Chometz is, it's not stama matzah or pshutam, but it has some yetzara inside it. It has the Chometz, that's the koich of the yetzara. In other words, on Shavuos, we go to win over the yetzara. Like the Zohar says, we are mevatel, we mevatel the yetzara on Shavuos. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us now this new opportunity, this new strength, the koich of Torah, with the koich of Torah, we go connect the yetzara. That's why we have the Shtei HaLechem, we have the Chometz on Shavuos, we have the Yetzirah, because today we have the Koyach to break the Yetzirah. Like the Gemara in Kedushin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that Barosi Yetzirah or Barosi Torah Tavlin Loi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself tells us that he himself created the Yetzirah. He put a Yetzirah inside us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is telling us, what's the tavlin, what's the spice to kill out the Yetzirah, to keep him down, that he can't affect us? That's only with the Liman HaTorah. Barasi Torah tavlin loy. The only way we could fight Kenega the Yetzirah is with the Koyach of Torah. Therefore, on Atzeres is the day that we receive the Torah, the Koyach of Chiddush HaTorah. This is the day of the Bittul of the Yetzirah. And like we're saying, on Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special present, a special power, to be mekabel the Torah, to learn the Torah, a koyach of Chiddush, to make something new, his chachos. Therefore, the chayv, what we have to do on Shavuos, is really to sit down and think upon how much we are really going to accept upon ourselves, the kabbalas of Torah. How much do we plan to learn Torah this year? How many shiurim do we plan to go to? We have to really sit down and think on Shavuos, to make preparations. First of all, of course, to learn Torah itself on Shavuos. But even a little bit more than that, is to start thinking, how much Torah do you plan to learn this year? To try and make new ways of learning Torah, new time, have new chavruses, new shiurim. Try and think and worry on Shavuos. How are you going to receive the Torah, the special present, the special koyach of chiddush that Hashem is giving us now? How are we going to make a preparation to receive it and to use it out? Like the more Hashem sees a person prepares himself and is ready to receive it, the more Hashem gives it. So we have to think and be mizboinen to make a Kabbalah, to accept upon ourselves that we're going to accept the Torah and not just accept it, but we're going to learn it. We're going to put away time to learn it, have different shiurim, try and feel what we could accomplish, how much we could accomplish, to make a goal, to make a shifa, to make a thought, a goal, how much you want to reach. If you make a high goal, so you'll get someplace. If you make a small goal, you get no place. You have to make a high goal and try and reach that goal. There's enough shifa. That's the way people steigeis to become gedolim. So you have a shifa, they have a goal to reach a tremendous big goal, and they strive for it the whole lifetime to get there. So even though maybe they don't reach it completely, but I call upon them, they get close to it. That's the chiddush of Shavuos. So we have to sit down and think exactly how we're going to reach our goals and what are our goals. What do we plan to learn this year? What do we need to learn? What's good for us to learn? How are we going to do it? And we always say, an Adam Loimed Elamash Liba Chofetz. A person has to want to learn. You have to try and find the easiest way for you to learn. What's good for you, what's easy for you to learn, and to learn it and to feel a sense of accomplishment. That I want to learn something to know it. I want to learn Torah Lishma. Lishma means I'm learning the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to learn it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to know His Torah. And I'm knowing the Torah because that's what Hashem wants me to do. And really, this is the way Klal Yisrael was right before Kabbalas HaTorah. We know the famous statement that Klal Yisrael said was Naaseh V'Nishma. First we'll do and then we'll hear. They made Hachana, they prepared themselves for Kabbalas HaTorah. Until the Chazal said that Abbas Kol went out and told Klal Yisrael, Migila Labona Rozeh, Shemalchei HaShoros Mishtam Shemboi. Who knows the secret to talk like this? That this is the way the Malachim speak. The Malachim say, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Oisei Devoroi V'hoda Lishmoya. First they do and then they listen. That's what a Malach is. And what's the Pshat from a Malach? What's the Pshat Naaseh V'Nishma is like Malachim? So the Mashor explains it, that really, when a Malach does something, he doesn't have Yetzirah. There's nobody there to tell him not to do it. So when Hashem tells the Malach to do something, we understand very good, he's going to do it. He does it first, even though he doesn't understand it. Because there's nobody there to tell him to do the opposite. He doesn't have a Yetzirah, the Malachim. Mashenkin, a Jew, a person has a Yetzirah. So when Hashem tells you to do something, it's hard right away to go straight and do it without any doubts. Because we have the Yetzirah there. The Klal Yisrael, by Kabbalah Satorah Kerek, the Madrega, came to the state of a Malachim, that they were able to say, Naaseh V'Nishma, we're going to push aside our Yetzirah. We're not going to have any doubts. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do, Naaseh, we'll do it right away. We're going to be like a Malach. That's the way Klal Yisrael prepared himself to make the Hachana, the Kabbalah Satorah. And that's the way we also have to do it. We have to make a Hachana of saying, Naaseh V'Nishma, we're going to do whatever Hashem wants us to do, we're going to do it. And we're going to push away our Yetzirah. We're going to fight the Yetzirah. Like we're saying now, like the Zohar says, that Shavuos is the Koyach of the Bittul of the Yetzirah. And that's Poshet, like we just said, like the Gemara in Kedushin says, that the Koyach, the Tavlin, to break the Yetzirah, that's the learning of the Torah. The Talmud Torah, that breaks the Yetzirah. So if you want to come to the Madrega of Naaseh V'Nishma, which is a Madrega that we're not going to listen to the Yetzirah, we're just going to go straight and do whatever Hashem tells us, that's the Madrega of fighting or breaking Yetzirah. Hachon of Kabbalah, of Satorah, because that's what Torah is. What Torah is, Torah also breaks the Yetzirah. So it goes hand in hand with the Hachonas of Torah. Yetzirah, you receive Torah, and when you receive the Torah and learn the Torah, that's to fight the Yetzirah. And the same thing also before Shavuos, to sit down to think about how great the Chashivus of the Torah is. In other words, before we accept it, before we take it upon ourselves, even if we're not holding maybe by the Madrega of Naaseh V'Nishma, just we'll go straight and do it without it. There's also the inyan to hear it. We have to start to think into be mizbeinin how great it is to learn Torah. The chshivas of limud Torah. What we accomplish by learning the Torah. That the Mishnah says, V'salmat Torah k'neged kulam. the greatest thing we could do is to learn Torah. And like the Yerushalmi says in the Mishnah in Peyam, the Rambam says that it's ain't a daima kol ha'olam kula kol asher b'tocho.